on with Gary Comer, the founder of Soul Whisperer Ministries. And Gary, you've got some exciting news. I've heard as a podcaster myself, you are endeavoring to step into this space as a podcaster. And you've got a really cool name for your new show called The Gospel Edge. That's kind of edgy. And literally, why did you name it that?
Yeah, and there's some thought with what we titled it, for sure. You know, first of all, you know, my ministry, Soul Whisper Ministry, is built off of this book that I wrote, you know, a good decade back. We could have named it Soul Whisper Ministry Podcast, but we have made an intentional decision to kind of broaden some of our titling, just to be a little more familiar. You know, people are not always, familiar or are tuned in to kind of what Soul Whisperer was about, which, of course, for those who have read the book, it's based upon the mission manner of Jesus. Okay. I titled it Soul Whisper, and we ended up, you know, using that as a ministry name as well, knowing that, you know, whatever I'm doing, whether it is speaking to leaders, which I do a lot on missional leadership, or if it's equipping the body and in the whole area of spiritual influence, evangelistic spiritual influence, and disciple making. You know, whether it's that one, the leadership side, or it's the body side, I really believe gospel influence is really kind of the main aim. You know, ultimately, sure, we want to disciple people, but we've got to reach people first. And so, broadening again to leaders, inviting more people into the conversations that we're having. We wanted to do a name that had a little broader appeal, and so the Gospel Edge is that. And we did like it, Edge. Edge, you know, so Edge represents a few different things. One of the things that we want to do with the podcast is talk about what is happening with the gospel in the edges of culture. You know, how are we going about reaching our neighbors and friends and different people? We want to get into some of the specifics of that. I won't name the publication, but a little bit back, I read a research piece, you know, on evangelism, okay, and you know, on you know, renewing evangelism and all this. And it was funny. I read through this research piece, and you know, there was not one engagement story in the entire piece. You know, it was kind of like we were talking about evangelism, we were looking at statistics, we were doing all this, but we weren't actually talking about the, you know, what's actually happening between a believer and a non-believer. You know, in how that faith formation occurs. And so much of what I did with Soul Whisperer is really to talk about the fact that the church needs to shift from being just tellers to being influencers. And so, you know, how the question of how you influence a particular person to follow Christ, to believe in and to follow Christ, is a very different conversation than how do I tell that person? How do I tell that person, you know, the essentials of the gospel? And so for a long time, we've had that telling paradigm where we really need to shift in our post-Christian secularizing culture into really what is an influence paradigm. And so the Gospel Edge is going to walk into that. You know, we'll be talking about reaching people from their particular starting points, and we're going to be telling real stories about people reached, about how that faith formation took place, about what we call evangelistic mapping, you know, where you kind of understand the starting point. And because you understand the starting point, you also understand actually what the path is to actually go about reaching them. And it never makes it easy, But you understand the kind of shift or the kind of formational elements that need to happen to reach that particular person. And so the gospel edge, we kind of like it along the lines of the engagement of Christians. And believe me, I just want to tell you, most churches are not doing a lot with training and equipping their people to reach people from distinct starting points. I mean, I go in and train at churches all the time, and often, what I see is a bunch of blank eyes. What? I don't even know. I don't even have any friends. I don't even know where to begin. There's a lot that needs to be taught about that relationship building piece, and then eventually get to a place where we kind of talk about really what influence and how do you have influence with the gospel. But we also see, edge again, back to edge, the gospel edge, let's take a look at what's happening in different subcultures out there, different places. Let's go out into the outreach ministries, some of these ministries from churches that are really wanting to, show compassion, to needs in their city or their suburbs or getting involved in different places. What's happening there? And what is happening along the lines of the gospel? Do we really care for faith formation to develop in the lives of these people that we're reaching out to or trying to meet certain needs in their life? There's a big conversation there about what the church is doing in its community. And there's subcultures out there, what do we really know about our Muslim neighbors? What do we really know? I have a mosque that's just a stone's throw from our home, and I'm over there a lot. And I have a good friendship with the imam there, and that has been a learning experience for me. But we want to venture into, talking about kind of where people are, where some of these subcultures are, kind of where the gospel can really, in a way, penetrate more fruitfully and effectively. And then there's a little bit of a broader side that we'll jump into here too. I think that the gospel edge kind of is going to lean out a little bit more as well into kind of the leadership arena.
So, Gary, what you're saying, you said broaden in there. We don't need to be tellers. We probably need to be better listeners. And then being on the edge, getting out of our, in a sense, our own lane and seeing what else is out there, having a more I would say, holistic approach to the work of the church and sharing the good news, which we call the gospel.
Yeah, and Troy, can I jump in too? Sure, the listening part is huge, partly because that's the thing, one of the things that we really taught with Soul Whisperer, the conversation doesn't really start with us. It starts with them. Yeah, so start where they are, read what they need, know where to take them. So that type of approach is actually fitted to what we see in Jesus in the Bible. And so we'll talk about that and how important that is, how significant that is as we approach people and as we begin to engage in these meaningful conversations. But I did want to circle back and mention leadership because really, in a way, a lot of what I just have shared about is about the engagement side of believers, which we're very weak at, by the way, across the board. Most Christians are not very effective in sharing the gospel with others or making disciples. I think statistics bear that out, and believe me, I bumped up against it in big ways from smaller to larger churches. Where there was little conversion fruit, little impact, little influence that was taking place at very attractive churches. And so there's a big, big need here. But I also see I see things happening at the leadership level. I see bottlenecks. I see things happening, a failure of leadership to understand the type of training and equipping that is necessary to release the body for Christ's mission, to get them onto his mandate to embrace a deeper level of spiritual formation where the mission quotient and the mission formation side is integral to their spiritual lives. And so there's a lot that is there that relates to leadership, And so I'm very much interested in talking to pastors and to mission arm leaders, and very much interested to including a conversation along the leadership front, partly because a lot rises and falls with leadership. And we need to raise that, that leadership lid so that we can see a greater impact in the body. And some of the books, that I've written, but the last two, Remission, Rethinking How Church Leaders Create Movement, okay, which is again about leadership. How do you shape the interface of your people, their interface with others? How do you shape that? Game of Pulpits, which is coming out here September 1. So Game of Pulpits, the seven voices vying for the kingdom, who will win and why? I mean, these are leadership conversations, and they have everything to do with what leaders are doing to help the church to grow and for the gospel to expand. And so we are gonna be jumping into talking about Game of Pulpits and some of those kind of rich conversations here next on The Gospel Edge, because it has everything to do with the gospel. I wrote that book believing I could help the conversation about the expansion of the gospel. And so not everyone's gonna agree with everything in that book. It's not an agreement book. But what it is a thoughtful conversation about our leadership and to understand who we are amidst many different voices who are vying for the kingdom, to understand our strengths, maybe to see some of our weaknesses, and to be able to use that kind of mirroring to be able to deepen. To deepen. And I say this in Game of Pulpits, my ultimate goal is the deep well of the leader, is the deep well. And what I mean is that I want to see their conviction over their vision to sharpen. And I want to see their passion. I want to see that well from what they believe their leadership needs to be and where they strongly believe the church needs to go. And what the church members need. I want to see that well deepen, and so much so it sustains them, but the people following can drink from it. And so that's kind of where we want to go with these kind of conversations with the Gospel Edge. So I was glad to be able to introduce it here a little bit, and we're looking forward to we're jumping into Game of Pulpits here next and jumping into those conversations. So
Well, thanks a lot.